Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1662. How to Put Your Finances on Autopilot by Tanya Brown with financialfinesse.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I read to you and to myself, frankly, from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet every single day. We're surrounded by messages of how difficult it can be to make ends meet and build wealth. So thank you for spending this time with me where we can empower ourselves to take control of our financial health. For now, let's get right to today's post as we continue to optimize your life. How to Put Your Finances on Autopilot by Tanya Brown with financialfinesse.com. Years ago, I had a friend who was a single, recently divorced, full-time working mother of four with three of the kids under the age of five. To call her life busy would be an understatement. She asked me for help organizing her finances, and I agreed. I knew whatever strategy we developed had to be easy and automated. Here's what we did. Automating the budget. The first thing we worked on was her budget. We looked at a variety of budgeting websites. There are many great money management websites. And she decided on Mint, which she said was the easiest to learn. She also liked that it helped her to keep on track without her having to input a lot of information. Putting some rules in place. Once we got her information loaded and categorized her expenses, we made sure to put rules in place in Mint to continuously assign each expense to a particular budget category. We then changed some of the budget categories to ones that matched her needs. What she loves most about this step. What she loved most was that Mint created the initial budget based on her current spending. It was able to tell her when she got off budget, and it alerted her to high withdrawals or when she was close to maxing out her credit cards. This made her aware of her spending so she could quickly develop a plan to pay off her credit cards. It also recorded all her credit card transactions, including an unapproved charge that she was able to get taken off. Automating bill payment. Next, we set up electronic bill payments through her bank. She was a little nervous about just setting up automatic payments with the vendors, so we decided to go this route, but it makes it as easy as possible. To get started, she entered each of her bills, including the account numbers and passwords to her online account. She then selected the e-bill option through her bank. Most of the bills took about one billing cycle to show up, but soon she was able to see all of her bills online. She also set up email reminders through her bank, so as soon as a bill arrived, she got the email. Once the e-bills were set up, she was able to log on to her bank and pay her bills in about 1 minute. When e-billing isn't an option. For the bills that did not have an e-bill option, she set up the bills manually and was able to still pay online, except the bank would issue a check rather than send the funds electronically. This is how she set up her childcare and mortgage payments, including reminders so she would not forget them. Instead of her having to mail a check or go to each child's daycare to make a payment, she could quickly go online to pay the bills. Automating emergency savings. The next thing we did was set up a savings account for emergencies. She recognized that she did not have the discipline to save with an account attached to her checking account. So we opened an account at another bank and linked it to Mint instead of opening it at her bank. Then she contacted her payroll department to automatically have a small amount withdrawn and put into savings. Because she was still working on her budget, we chose an amount small enough for her to do continuously. Automating retirement. We then looked at her employer benefits and realized that she had not increased her 401k plan contributions in about 4 years. We did an auto escalate. This is a feature that allows you to automatically increase your 401k plan contributions annually up until you reach a certain amount. She initially was a little nervous about doing this until I told her that she can choose an amount that she's comfortable with and she can always stop it if it gets to be too much of her paycheck. We chose to auto escalate 1% annually up until she got to 10%. Automating investing. My friend is about as hands-off as you can get when it comes to investing. She had not opened her statements in years. We talked and decided that a target date fund based on her retirement date was the best option for her. The fund itself does the rebalancing and adjusting, giving her a sigh of relief. Automating tax savings. Between our friend's 4 kids, she joked that she spent a quarter of her month at either a doctor's or dental appointment. She then complained about the copays and always feeling blindsided by an unexpected medical expense. I mentioned doing a healthcare FSA, an account that allows you to put money aside pre-tax and then use the funds tax-free for medical expenses. She also set up a dependent care FSA for her childcare expenses as well. Both of these steps will save her tons of money in taxes, while also allowing her to use payroll deductions to set the money aside. With all these features in place, I told my friend that she is now a money management ninja, ready to conquer all of her financial goals. The best part is that her time and effort spent on money will be minimal going forward. Now, if only there was a way to automate parenting. You just listened to the post titled, How to Put Your Finances on Autopilot by Tanya Brown with financialfinesse.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. This article reminded me of a quote from the Financial Panther, who said, "My ability to save doesn't have to do with willpower or self-control. Instead, it's all about the systems I have in place to make my pool of money look as small as possible." End quote. I think this reiterates one of the key things to understand about money management. It all boils down to habits. Your habits surrounding how you spend and save money are much more impactful than the knowledge you may have about how money works. And automating your saving, budgeting, and investing is a great way to solidify those habits. For me, I set up some automation outside of my retirement contributions only after I had developed some healthier financial habits. When I was first getting control of my money, I logged into all of my accounts every 2 weeks when I got paid to monitor my spending, pay bills, and throw money at my debt. I could have automated my bills, for example, but I wanted to force myself to engage with my budget and foster more awareness around my money. Once I got a handle on it, I automated everything, and now I just check it once a month to calculate my savings rate and monitor for fraud. I share this because while I think automating is a powerful tool, it will be less useful the smaller the gap is between your income and expenses. When that gap is small is the time to pay close attention. And a great way to increase the gap is continually growing awareness around your spending and making adjustments. If you automate saving, for example, but then need to raid your savings account due to overspending, that automation is less impactful. That'll do it for today. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back for tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.